AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas has hit a snag.
But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there still is no agreement. He's blaming Hamas. He says the group is trying to make last-minute changes to the deal. Hamas denies these allegations and says it's committed to the agreement. There may be an element of domestic Israeli politics at play here. Two hardline partners in Netanyahu's governing coalition have come out against the deal and threatened to possibly bring down the government over it. The agreement aims to end a devastating 15-month war. It would bring home dozens of hostages held in Gaza and also allow hundreds of thousands of displaced Palestinians to return to their homes, or what's left of their homes, in Gaza. The deal was welcomed on both sides on Wednesday, but for the time being, the families of hostages and the displaced Palestinians are now facing another period of renewed uncertainty.
Firefighters in the Los Angeles area say residents will have to wait at least a week to visit their homes. Los Angeles Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says they should prepare for more Santa Ana winds.
There are more extreme winds on the horizons, like I said, next week, and our community needs to remain ready. It is important that you protect yourselves and your family by planning, preparing, and staying aware.
The wildfires have killed at least 25 people and destroyed more than 12,000 structures. Outgoing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced the formation of a Canada-U.S. Relations Council to support the federal government as it deals with President-elect Trump's threats to impose tariffs on all imports from Canada. The 18-member council is composed of representatives from the automotive industry, the nuclear power sector, agriculture, and the labor movement. This is AP News. Five college students accused of taking part in the catch a predator trend on TikTok have appeared in court.
Five Massachusetts college students ages 18 and 19 stood stone-faced in a court in Worcester Thursday for their arraignment, where they entered not guilty pleas. They're accused of using the Tinder dating app to lure a 22-year-old man to their Assumption University campus in October, seizing him and calling him a pedophile. The man, an active duty service member, told police he was in town for his grandmother's funeral and just wanted to be around people that were happy. And he says after he was lured to a basement lounge, a group of people, male and female, came out of nowhere, accusing him of wanting sex with 17-year-olds. He says he broke free but was chased to his car, where he was assaulted before he was able to get away. A sixth defendant is under 18, and that case is being handled in juvenile court. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got all the essentials for comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style you can count on. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and effortless looks. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25.